welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 7th of June 2022. The Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Today's article, titled "Jesus is Here," was written by Katara Payton. My elderly great aunt lay on a sick bed with a smile on her face. Her grey hair was pushed back from her face and wrinkles covered her cheeks. She didn't speak much, but I still recall the few words she said when my father, mother, and I visited her. She whispered, "I don't get lonely. Jesus is here with me." As a single woman at the time, I marvelled at my aunt's proclamation. Her husband had died several years earlier, and her children lived far away. Nearing her 90th year of her life, she was alone, in her bed, barely able to move. And yet, she was able to say she wasn't lonely. My aunt took Jesus' words to the disciples literally, as we all should. "Surely I am with you always." She knew that Christ's Spirit was with her, as he promised when he instructed the disciples to go out into the world and share his message with others. Jesus said the Holy Spirit would be with the disciples and us. I'm certain that my aunt experienced the reality of that promise. The Spirit was within her as she lay on her bed, and the Spirit used her to share his truth with me, a young niece who needed to hear those words and take them to heart. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for sending your Spirit as my comfort and companion. Remind me of your presence throughout this day. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.